Andrew from the Rock Pit. How are you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How's the tour going at the moment?
It's going awesome, man. We actually have 3 days 3 days left on Mayhem. And then we kick right back in and get ready to head over that way. So, yeah, but the tour is coming to an end, but it's been great.
Cool. As you mentioned, you're coming down to Australia, which we are pretty excited about. Now, I know you joined the band last year, but have you been to Australia before?
2008 was the last time, so I'm long overdue to come back.
What do you remember from that tour?
Well, it was a totally different season too. We went down there; it was our winter. We come down there, and it was your summer. So that was pretty amazing to be going hitting the beaches every show when it's normally winter time for us.
Yeah.
But I just remember it's one of my favorite places that I've ever had the pleasure of touring before. It's just the weather and the people and just the attitude, the vibe at the shows we played. So yeah, I'm really excited about getting back there. And hell yeah, I haven't been there in a while. So pretty much the whole band, the whole camp is extremely excited and ready to go.
Yeah, it should be a fun tour. Now, what can we expect as far as set lists and all that kind of stuff? I mean, what have you got planned for us?
We're planning on. We're really focusing on the new record a lot, so we're playing a lot of songs off of that. And we've also, like on this tour on Mayhem, we've been doing in the States, we've been playing only 40 minutes, so it's kind of tough to pick and choose, songs from four albums and cram it in 40 minutes. But having the freedom to do a headline set and to play, an hour 10, hour 20, hour and a half, whatever it's going to be, we can get a good mix of everything, play plenty of songs off the first record and pick and choose on the other two, and then play. Yeah, we're playing a lot, like I said, off of Blood for Blood. So
yeah,
it's pretty much a high energy, big release for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Is it difficult to pick out a set list and all that kind of stuff?
It is. Like the more the bigger your catalog grows, the harder it is to kind of pick and choose. It's sometimes we change it up and we'll add some songs tonight or take some songs out, but. It's not easy, but that's definitely a good problem to have. It's too many songs, to pick from. So.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as you mentioned, you joined the band last year. So, what's it like touring with these guys?
Oh, it's been amazing. And actually, two of my previous bands did several tours with Hell Yeah. So I've known these guys for a long time. We've toured together for a long time. So. It wasn't like a big change and it was a weird, awkward situation. It was just everything just kind of fell into place and I slid right in and we all knew each other really well. So, there's no weirdness or awkwardness at all. It was just kind of a meant to be situation and just worked out perfectly.
Okay. How did that all come about? Like, how did you actually end up joining the band?
Basically, Chad, back in his Mudvayne days, he got my band Blood Simple a record deal, basically. And then he took us out on tour with Blood Simple and Mudvayne. And then after that is when, a couple of years later, is when Hell Yeah formed. So he took us out on Hell Yeah's first tour, and we did a couple more. And we always have talks all the time about wanting to do something together and just be in a band together. And, don't know when, don't know where, who it'll be with. But we always just thought that we should really be playing music together. And then even after... About three or four years ago, I had a band called Monstro out of Atlanta, and Hell Yeah took us out on tour. So that was, I've toured with them so many times, and then when they parted ways with the other members, it was just kind of a no-brainer that they called me up, and it was like, now is the time, let's do this. It's like, yes, let's absolutely do this now.
That obviously would have made it a lot easier then to have known the guys for quite a while then before joining the band.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I've never just joined a band like that before. I normally start the band from the ground up and work it the whole time. So it'd be kind of a. And I've had other opportunities. If it doesn't feel right to me, I'm not going to do it. And I can't just jump in a situation with a band that people I don't really know and just don't know. Because the music might be great, but then you have to spend 23 hours of the day outside of playing with these people. So it's a lot. There's a lot that has to work out, not only on stage, but off stage as well. And just knowing the fact that how good I know these guys and how I knew it was going to work, it was just like, that's why it was just no question that this is the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Now, were you familiar with a lot of their stuff before you joined?
Oh yeah, because just, you know, being a fan and touring with them for so many years, I was pretty, you know, very familiar with the rest of the catalog. Of course, with the new record coming out, that was a whole record to have to live with and learn and get into all that. But yeah, it wasn't like there's four records of material that I've never heard before. I was, you know, I'd heard a lot of the stuff live and I'd seen them live and listened to it before, so it wasn't. It was a little overwhelming at first, but I just kind of took it one day at a time and just every day just started plowing through a few songs every day and just adding a few more until I just had them down tight. And then we started touring constantly, so that helped speed things along really very quickly.
Yeah. You think touring is a major part of the band now because of the state of the industry as it is now? I mean, I guess touring must be a very, very important aspect of being in a band.
It's huge, yeah, especially with a band like us, who we're, you know, we do have some songs on radio, but we're not a radio band, so you have to be out there touring, you know, you just have to, but you can't sit at home and expect things to happen for you. So it's been, it's definitely a lot of work, and we started touring April of last year, and now we're in August of this year, and we're going to keep on going through the end of this Australian run, which ends like the middle of September or something, so. Yeah, it's been a solid, you know, year and a half of pretty much constant touring. We've had a couple breaks in between of like a month or a couple weeks, but like this tour ends on Sunday, and then we have 3 days off and go right back out again. So it's, you know, it can definitely be grueling, but it's just something that, you know, comes with territory, something that we have to do.
What's the worst aspect of touring, do you think?
It's absolutely being away from family, because most of us have families back home, and it's extremely, extremely hard to be just to be away from your home life. You know, you try and keep that healthy balance of both, but sometimes touring just keeps on going and going and doesn't stop. So you have to make time to get back home or bring your family out with you, just so you don't completely lose touch and lose contact. That's the hardest part for me. Everything else, I love touring. I love playing live. I love traveling. So everything is you know, really couldn't be better.
Out of all, not just with the Hell Yeah, but with all the other bands you've been in as well, I mean, what's maybe the most memorable or craziest tour story that you've got?
It usually just ends up when, to be honest with you, whenever we throw a cookout or throw a barbecue, that's when the real fun and just things, people kind of let loose and things happen. There's always, sometimes on tours, people kind of stick to themselves. They, you know, each camp kind of stays in their own buses or vans or dressing rooms or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then once you throw a party and everybody comes out and everyone lets loose, everyone gets nuts, that's another big advantage of touring, is bringing everybody together. I mean, there's always crazy stuff and people doing stupid shit and getting themselves in trouble all the time. But, you know, I keep myself out of trouble, and I'm more of an observer.
Okay. I guess you're probably in a point of your career where you've kind of done a lot of the stuff that a lot of bands, or, you know, younger bands are sort of trying to do now, I guess, and, you know, you've been there, done that kind of thing, or?
Yeah. It's really hard to see new bands and starting out from scratch. You know, it was harder. It's always hard. It was hard for me back in the day, but it seems like even harder now. Mm. Like we're established bands with established members, and we're still plugging away. Like we're still doing all kinds of shows. From, you know, we're headlining big shows, then we'll do club shows, and we're playing huge festivals. Like it's all over the place. It's constant work, and it's constant struggle. So even though I've been to a lot of places and done a lot of things, it's still like this is the first time that we've done a full headline club tour of New Zealand and Australia, like in the history of Hell Yeah, no one has done that before. So even from everything that everybody's done, we're about to do something that we haven't done yet, you know, so there's plenty of things out there to still accomplish. You know, it's a great big world out there to go conquer.
Yeah, definitely, and that must be a big motivator and sort of keep on going, I guess.
It absolutely is, because there's plenty of places we haven't been before, and then, you know, like I said, it's taken almost 5 years or whatever for Hell Yeah to get back there, which that sucks that we've been gone for that long. You know, we have a lot of fans down there. We're always talking to them, saying, yeah, we're trying to get back. And it's just not easy. You know, it costs a lot of money And a lot of time it's just, it's so hard to put together. So once it finally comes together, you get the right promoter behind you and you get in the right venues, it's really a good feeling of like you really accomplished something. So now we're going to do this. And I mean, everyone's just really just over the top. Can't wait to get back down there.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the unfortunate things about the location of Australia is that we are so far away from the rest of the world that it is damn expensive for bands to come over here. So we really do appreciate you guys making a trek over here.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to make it happen, but, you know, if you're passionate about it, whether the will is a way, like, it's like, no is not an answer. Like, we have to make this happen. So, really thankful that we are.
Now, just before we sort of wrap things up, I wanted to kind of ask you about some of your history. Like, I guess, like, how did you get into music, and who was your biggest influence on the bass?
Originally, the reason I got into music is because I saw, it was like some video footage, but it was Cliff Burton from Metallica playing like on that day on the green, in, I think San Francisco or something. And just when I saw him play live, just on like a video videotape or whatever it was, I was just mind blown. And then I was just really drawn to finger playing bass players. So I really was into Cliff Burton and Steve Harris from Iron Maiden and Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath. Like just those guys, watching them. And kind of, I just started learning their songs on my own and just picking up the bass and sitting in my room with my stereo after school every day, just plugging away. And was really just kind of captivated about the whole thing of what they were doing with the bass and how they're out there making a living. And once I saw that, that's exactly what I said I'm going to do, no matter if it kills me, if I succeed or not, whatever. That's what I want to do, and that's what's going to make me happy. So that's what I've stuck with, for better or worse. And thankfully, it's been better.
So you obviously play bass with your fingers. You never play with a pick?
I never do. I mean, I have before in the studio sometimes to get a kind of different tone for a different song or something like that, but it just feels really unnatural to me. And there's plenty of great bass players out there that play with picks. It's just not my style. It doesn't feel right to me, so I just don't do it, you know?
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, as I said, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you guys in Australia. I think it's going to be an absolutely great tour.
Yeah,
absolutely. So thanks for your time today, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, man. Thanks a lot for your time. It's too late for surrender. It's time to pay your penance off.